there. It's awesome to be diving into a topic you specifically requested, the world of luxury watches and accessories in Africa. You sent over a whole stack of articles and notes, which tells me you're really intrigued. It's not just about the bling, is it? You're curious about the craftsmanship, the cultural influences, the whole story behind this market. So are you ready to get into some seriously luxurious details?
Absolutely. What's fascinating here is that the African luxury market is experiencing a surge in popularity. In fact, it grew by 9% in 2024 and is currently valued at over $7 billion. And you know what a significant part of that growth is? Watches and accessories.
Okay, so we're talking serious growth, but what's fueling this luxury boom? Is it just a case of new money, new toys?
Not quite. While a rising affluent class in nations like South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, and Ghana certainly plays a role, it's more nuanced than that. Your sources suggest a deeper connection between luxury goods and personal identity.
You're right, it's not just about flashing wealth. I'm seeing a recurring theme in these articles, a sense of cultural pride that's driving people to seek out luxury items reflecting their heritage, almost like a wearable statement of identity.
Exactly. And this is where homegrown African luxury brands are really shining. Take Aikija chronometers from Nigeria, for example. Mm. They're creating these incredible timepieces that blend traditional craftsmanship with cutting-edge technology.
Wait, hold on. I need to hear more about this. How are they blending tradition and tech?
Imagine a watch with the precision of a Swiss movement, but featuring intricate details inspired by Nigerian motifs. Think delicate engravings reminiscent of ancient Benin bronzes or numerals styled after traditional Yoruba script. It's like wearing a piece of history on your wrist.
Wow, that's impressive. They're not just making watches, they're making a statement. It sounds like they've really tapped into that desire for luxury with a deeper meaning. Are there other brands doing similar things?
Definitely Joka Joka in Kenya is another great example.
Right.
They specialize in premium leather goods, but what sets them apart is their commitment to incorporating distinctly Kenyan design elements.
Okay, I'm all about specifics. What kind of design elements are we talking about here? Give me the details.
One of their signature techniques is using traditional Maasai beadwork in their designs.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a sleek leather tote bag with a handle intricately woven with colorful beads and geometric patterns that have been passed down through generations of Maasai artisans.
So it's not just about the materials, it's about the stories those materials tell. That's such a powerful way to connect with consumers on a deeper level. And it's not just watches and leather goods, right?
No.
What about jewelry?
You're thinking of Patrick Mavros, right? They're based in Zimbabwe, and they are renowned for their bespoke jewelry and silver accessories.
Oh.
Often incorporating ethically sourced African gemstones, their pieces are like miniature works of art.
I do remember reading about them. They had that incredible silver bracelet inspired by the great Zimbabwe ruins. What stood out to me was the way they managed to capture the architectural details of the ruins in such a delicate and intricate way.
Exactly. It was a stunning piece. The level of craftsmanship was simply breathtaking. Mm-hmm. They even used a special technique to recreate the texture of the ancient stone and the silver.
It seems like these African brands are really making waves. But what about the big international players? Are they paying attention to what's happening in Africa?
They most certainly are. Luxury giants like Cartier, Rolex, and Hublot are expanding their presence in Africa significantly. They're opening flagship stores in major cities, but they're also doing something really interesting. They're incorporating African-inspired elements into their designs.
So it's not just African brands making their mark. The global luxury scene is being influenced by African aesthetics, too.
Absolutely. It speaks to the growing influence of African creativity and the recognition that luxury is becoming more diverse and globally interconnected.
And you know what ties all of this together? The craftsmanship, the exclusivity. But in Africa, there's an added layer of cultural inspiration that's just so captivating.
You hit the nail on the head. Imagine a watch face adorned with delicate filigree work inspired by Ashanti gold patterns. Or a leather bracelet featuring hand-stitched details mimicking the intricate beadwork of the Indibele people. These details resonate deeply with African consumers, and they're also captivating a global audience that's hungry for something unique and authentic.
It's like you said, luxury with a soul. But here's the million-dollar question. How do these brands balance this desire for cultural authenticity with the need for exclusivity? Because, let's be honest, exclusivity is a big part of what makes luxury, well, luxurious.
It's a delicate dance. And many brands are finding innovative ways to navigate this. They're turning to limited edition releases, personalized designs, and collaborations with local artists to keep things special and exclusive while still meeting the desires of a growing market.
I love that. Limited editions and collaborations. It's like owning a piece of art that tells a unique story. And speaking of brands that are poised to take the world by storm, you had a few highlighted in your notes that I'm dying to hear about.
Of course. There are so many exciting brands to discuss, but let's start with Pichulik from South Africa. They're known for their bold and colorful accessories, and recently they ventured into the world of watches.
I'm already intrigued. Tell me more.
What sets Pichulik apart is their ability to capture the vibrant energy of South Africa in their designs. Their watches feature bright colors, geometric patterns inspired by African beadwork, and a playful use of materials that you wouldn't typically see in traditional European watchmaking. Think woven textiles, resin, and even recycled plastic.
Whoa, recycled plastic. That's unexpected. And it kind of ties into another big trend we're seeing in the luxury market, sustainability. You also mentioned Enzi watches from Kenya, and they're all about eco-conscious design, right?
Absolutely. Enzi is a fantastic example of how luxury brands are embracing sustainability without compromising on style. They use ethically sourced leather and recycled metals for their watch straps and are committed to using conflict-free gemstones in their designs.
Yeah.
They even utilize solar-powered movements in some of their watches.
Solar-powered movements? That's amazing. It's like they've found a way to combine luxury with responsibility.
And that's resonating with a growing number of consumers. People are becoming more conscious of the impact their purchases have on the environment, and they want to support brands that align with their values.
And speaking of values, I think it's time we dive into another brand. You highlighted Aussie & Asta, a Pan-African brand with a distinctly minimalist aesthetic. They caught my eye because their designs felt so modern and understated, which seems like a departure from some of the other brands we've discussed.
You're right. Aussie & Asta have a very distinct approach. They create high-end watches with clean, simple lines, but often incorporate a single stunning African gemstone as a focal point. Imagine a sleek, almost Bauhaus-inspired watch face, but with a single, perfectly cut ruby from Mozambique shimmering at its center.
That's incredible. So it's not just about bold patterns and vibrant colors. There's a space for subtle elegance, too. It really speaks to the diversity within the African luxury market.
It's a testament to the fact that African luxury isn't a monolith. It's a multifaceted landscape of design philosophies, cultural influences, and innovative approaches.
And speaking of innovation, I'm really curious about the future of this market. What trends are on the horizon that are going to shape the future of African luxury watches and accessories?
One trend that's already gaining momentum and likely to become even more prominent is sustainability.
Mm.
African brands are leading the charge in eco-conscious luxury, from sourcing materials ethically to minimizing waste in their production processes.
I'm glad you brought up sustainability because it's something that really resonates with me. It's encouraging to see luxury brands stepping up and taking responsibility for their environmental impact. Are there specific examples of how African brands are approaching sustainability in a unique way?
Absolutely. There's a brand called Adinkra Designs from Ghana that's doing some really interesting things with upcycled materials. They take discarded fabrics and textiles and transform them into stunning watch straps and jewelry pieces. Each piece is one of a kind and carries a story of transformation and renewal.
I love that idea of giving new life to discarded materials. It's like they're weaving sustainability into the very fabric of their brand.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's the use of technology to enhance sustainability. Some brands are using blockchain technology to track their supply chains and ensure transparency and ethical sourcing practices.
You know, I was reading about how some brands are even using 3D printing to create watch components, which helps to reduce waste and minimize their carbon footprint.
It's really impressive to see how these brands are using technology, not just for innovation, but also for positive social and environmental impact.
It seems like technology is going to play a huge role in shaping the future of this market. And it's not just about sustainability, right? What other tech-driven trends are we likely to see?
Well, the rise of smartwatches is definitely something to watch. And I mean that literally.
Mm-hmm.
We're already seeing a fusion of cutting-edge technology with traditional African aesthetics in smartwatches.
Okay, now I need specifics. Paint me a picture of what an African-inspired smartwatch looks like.
Imagine a smartwatch with a sleek, minimalist design, but featuring subtle details inspired by traditional African patterns or symbols. Maybe the watch face displays a stylized Adinkra symbol, or the time is indicated using numerals inspired by ancient African script.
So it's like a marriage of form and function with technology serving as a canvas for cultural expression.
Precisely. And it's not just about aesthetics. Imagine a smartwatch that incorporates health and fitness tracking features specifically designed for African populations, taking into account things like traditional diets and exercise practices. That's the kind of innovation I'm excited to see.
That's incredible. It's like using technology to bridge the gap between tradition and modernity. And I can't forget to mention another trend that's really caught my attention, the rise of global partnerships. We touched on this earlier, but I'm curious to hear more about how these collaborations are shaping the African luxury market.
We're seeing more and more collaborations between African brands and international luxury houses. This kind of cross-cultural exchange is really exciting because it exposes African brands to a wider audience and brings fresh perspectives to the global luxury scene.
Do you have any examples of collaborations that have been particularly successful or innovative?
One that comes to mind is the partnership between a Nigerian jewelry designer named Adele Dejac and the Italian luxury brand Bulgari. They created a limited edition collection of jewelry inspired by traditional Yoruba beadwork, and it was a massive hit both in Africa and internationally.
That's fantastic. It's a win-win situation. African brands get to tap into the global reach and expertise of established luxury houses, and international brands get to inject their collections with the unique creativity and cultural richness of African design.
It's a testament to the fact that African luxury is no longer a niche market. It's a force to be reckoned with on the global stage.
And it's not just about economic growth, right? This is about cultural exchange empowerment and showcasing the incredible talent and creativity that exists across the African continent.
Absolutely. It's about changing the narrative and challenging preconceived notions of what luxury can be. And what's really exciting is that the African luxury market is projected to grow by 30% by 2030. So we're only at the beginning of this incredible journey.
Wow, 30% by 2030. That's a testament to the power and potential of this market. And for our listener who's clearly so passionate about this topic, it sounds like there's never been a better time to get involved, whether they're interested in investing, supporting African brands, or just immersing themselves in this fascinating world.
You're right. And the brands we've discussed today are just a small glimpse of what's out there. There are so many talented designers, artisans, and entrepreneurs across the continent creating incredible pieces that are pushing the boundaries of luxury and redefining what it means to be truly stylish and sophisticated.
Well, this deep dive has definitely opened my eyes to the vibrancy and dynamism of the African luxury market. I'm feeling inspired, and I'm sure our listener is too. Before we wrap things up, let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways.
Of course. We started by discussing the driving forces behind the luxury boom in Africa, highlighting the role of a rising affluent class, but also emphasizing the importance of cultural pride and the desire for luxury goods that reflect personal identity.
We then dove into some incredible examples of African luxury brands from Akeja Chronometers with their fusion of traditional Nigerian motifs and Swiss watchmaking precision to Joka Joke's stunning leather goods adorned with Maasai beadwork.
We also explored the growing influence of African aesthetics on the global luxury scene with international brands like Cartier and Bulgari incorporating African-inspired elements into their designs.
And of course, we couldn't forget about the crucial role of sustainability. African brands are leading the way in eco-conscious luxury, from using upcycled materials to implementing blockchain technology for ethical sourcing.
And finally, we looked ahead to the future of this market, highlighting exciting trends like tech integration with African-inspired smartwatches on the horizon and global partnerships, which were bringing fresh perspectives and expanding the reach of African luxury brands.
It's been an incredible journey exploring this world with you. The creativity, the craftsmanship, the cultural richness, it's also inspiring. And for you listening, I want to leave you with this thought. If luxury is about more than just expensive materials, if it's about expressing identity, heritage, and values, then African brands are truly poised to redefine what luxury means for the world.
I completely agree. It's about craftsmanship that tells a story, materials that connect to a place and a sense of style that's both individual and rooted in something deeper.
It's been an absolute pleasure exploring this world with you. I feel like I've not only learned a ton, but also gained a whole new appreciation for the artistry and innovation happening in the African luxury market.
It's been a joy for me too. Mm-hmm. There's something so inspiring about seeing how these brands are weaving together tradition and modernity, sustainability and style to create something truly unique and meaningful.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I have one final question for you listening. Which brand or trend stood out to YU the most and why? Let that be the starting point for your own exploration of this exciting world. Keep diving deep, keep learning, and keep discovering the incredible stories behind the things we wear and cherish.